For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
It's time to debunk a clear distortion of the facts I constantly hear from drug legalization advocates. Listen up. According to the CDC, every year tobacco kills more people than any other drug, alcohol coming in a distant second, then prescription drugs. All other drugs combined kill less than half of those who die from prescription drugs and don't even touch the alcohol and tobacco numbers. And marijuana results in exactly zero deaths per year. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that this proves that heroin is safer than tobacco and marijuana smoke is better than vitamin C. Does this conclusion make sense to any of you? I doubt it. Let's see what happens if we take a closer look at the facts. The first thing you should notice is that the leading killers, alcohol and tobacco, are the two legal recreational drugs. With no criminal stigma placed on these drugs, people feel free to abuse them. It's a safe bet that more people use alcohol and tobacco than illegal drugs. Next is prescription drugs. While many of these drugs are more dangerous than alcohol or tobacco, professional supervision and strict government regulation keep the number of deaths down well below the leading killers. Without this supervision and regulation, it stands to reason that the death toll would rise. Next, the illegal drugs. Among them, crack, crank, smack, meth, and X. These drugs result in less than half of the deaths caused by prescription drugs. Does this mean that a needle full of smack is safer than a tablet of amoxicillin? I don't think so. These drugs are not readily available, and those who are not willing to break the law do not use these drugs. It is estimated that over 40% of Americans are on at least one prescription medication. Do you think that 40% of Americans do crank and smack? No. And if they did, the number of deaths would clearly rise to at least that of alcohol and tobacco. What about marijuana? Zero deaths every year. It's good for you. Part of a balanced breakfast. Don't you believe it. Smoking your lungs is bad for you. On May 2, 2003, the London Guardian ran a story headlined, "Cannabis could kill over 30,000 a year. Doctors argued that marijuana smoke can cause respiratory disorders or even heart and lung disease." The findings of their study were published in the British Medical Journal. You can look it up. So crack isn't safer than aspirin, marijuana smoke isn't good for you, water's wet, the sky's blue, and you've been lied to. What else is new? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Well, with the limited amount of time you left me, all I can say is that, Winston, we do indeed know when we've been lied to. The only question is, when will enough be enough? Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.